Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are brought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not worthy honor except in his native place and among his own kin and his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at the lack of faith. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The people could accept Jesus because he's only a carpenter. Practically, he should have so much knowledge, so much wisdom. And they despise him because he's the son of Mary, he's the son of Joseph. At times also we are not from his country. We may not open ourselves to the word of God. You thought we have more experience than Jesus. At times we despise his wisdom. But Jesus is very humble. He left a revenge. He always give us an open heart to listen. Jesus, at times we don't know you. Very hard to find wisdom in you. Sometimes we see just a simple man in you. Jesus, give us open heart to listen to your word, to listen to your teaching. Give us a wisdom to follow your mother. Jesus, it's so interesting that your countrymen did not accept you. So please give us your patience towards people who could accept you. Jesus, we want to follow you. But give us the strength, the simplicity to trust in you.